From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers are considering what's been dubbed the ultimate school choice bill. It would give parents about $5,600 per kid in state money they could use for other schooling options. The proposal is currently in a legislative study committee. But as WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, school choice is complicated by economics and race.
The Parents' Choice Act is outgoing Republican Senator Dale Marsh's Hail Mary for education reform. It creates education savings accounts where this money would be deposited. Parents could then use the money for a private school or another public school. Marsh says it'll put everyone on a level playing field.
All I'm trying to do is do all I can to get parents involved in the children's education and give them options that they've never had before. And I think doing so is in no way detrimental to the public school system.
He says with Alabama's low standardized test scores, it's time for a sweeping change in education. Proponents say this school choice bill will create new opportunities for students. But critics say it's not so simple.
School choice does not help the majority of students and families who really are demanding a better education.
That's Jonathan Hale. He's an education policy professor at the University of Illinois, and he's written a book about school choice and race. He says you can't talk about having the power to choose where your kids go to school without talking about how that power perpetuates racial inequalities in education.
You're talking about choice, and that takes us away from any discussion about race and racial equity. And this is the United States. If that question is not at the forefront, policy is going to actually be working against that.
While the bill doesn't mention race, education in the South still sees the effects of segregated schools from generations ago. Research from the Center for Education and Civil Rights, a research collective, found that school choice tends to increase inequality and segregation. That's because, if given a choice, parents of all backgrounds tend to send their kids to schools with people similar to themselves.
I think the writing is on the wall in the state of Alabama and other deep southern states that Black communities will only benefit, or the majority within a Black community will benefit, if it is controlled by those local families and local decision makers.
For some Black and brown parents, having the ability to choose their kids' schools is empowering, but it only goes so far. For example, the bill is opt-in for both parents and schools. In other words, schools don't have to accept students trying to transfer. And according to Peter Jones, the parents likely to opt into the education savings accounts are probably already affluent. He teaches education policy and finance at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
You know, one of the things that we know about education outcomes in this state in particular is they're driven a lot by poverty. And this bill is unlikely to really address some of those underlying issues associated with poverty.
For example, the bill doesn't address issues like transportation. Not all parents' schedules allow them to take their kids to school themselves. Buses aren't always available. The bill could also take money away from under-resourced traditional public schools. The Legislative Fiscal Office estimates the program would cost $537 million a year if fully implemented. Jones says it's a big chunk from the Education Trust Fund. It'll also put schools in the position to feel like they have to compete for funding.
And so what the school choice bill would mean would really kind of throw the system into kind of a havoc of trying to understand what parents are wanting and where they're moving.
Supporters of the Parents' Choice Act say that competition is a good thing. Schools should be more responsive to parents. LaShunta Bowler has three kids in the Birmingham City school system and one in a charter school. She and her husband say they're happy with their children's education. They probably wouldn't opt into a savings account, but they think this school choice bill could help others.
You know, we have friends and relatives and church members and mosque members, and we have different people who have different stories. And so I'm willing to try it for the benefit of them.
No state leader defends Alabama's low education rankings, but it's up to lawmakers to decide if this bill, with its entanglement with race and poverty, is a solution to the state's achievement problems. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.